right, we are now joined by today's second place finisher, the UNOH-188, Brandon Jones of the Menards-inspired Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Brandon, just take us through your run today and what it was like racing out there on the road course.
Well, we started the day off, had the weather, and it was our call to put the tires on, the wet tires. So I kind of went around the racetrack and assessed it. Saw a lot of it drying up, but I saw a lot of it still kind of to damp to a couple puddles, so I wasn't really sure what we should do. So he made the call to throw on the wet tires. Obviously, it dried up way quicker than we thought, so we came pretty quick, got those off of it. Started running really good lap times once we got stickers on the race car. We started, about 6th to 4th place lap times. Kind of maintained that all day, too, really. And just kind of stayed on track all day, made sure that we made no mistakes. And a couple times that I have some wheel hop, but never had any front lockup, never once went off the track. So I think all those things eventually pays off. Obviously, you need some speed, too. You can't just ease around the racetrack all day and expect to finish good. So you still need the speed. So that was pretty good to see there. We got the Roval, too. Obviously, that's a similar racetrack, so that gives me a lot of insight, and kind of pumped up to go there now. So this was a really big day for us. I think we needed this for road courses, confidence wise. The last restart, I thought about Kansas all over again, when they all pushed up, and thought that this could possibly be a chance. Looked up in the mirror and I had a pretty big gap, and then it was just too many people kind of spinning out there. So it was fun racing Cindric there. Me and him are finally racing really clean, I feel like, and having a good time doing it. So all that was really good. So I think it's just a solid day. I mean, pit crew did what they needed to do. Crew chief did his job, and I feel like I did mine. So we go to the drawing board and figure out where the 22 is a little bit better. It's every corner he's just able to attack harder, I feel like. So if that's brakes or if that's just experience, I don't know. So I'll have to figure that out.
All right. Just a friendly reminder to the media, if you have a question for Brandon, please click the participations tab and raise your hand. We'll go to Bob Pockers first. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brandon, obviously a lot of talk before this race about no practice. How much did you think that impacted it? And if you had practice, how much would it have been different?
I don't think, honestly, the outcome would have been much different. Maybe some guys would have found fine-tuned their brakes. Some that wouldn't have locked them up as much. But I feel like everybody that came here competitively this weekend ran simulators, I guarantee it, for weeks on end at this track. I know we did anyways to just prepare for it. And I know lots of these guys are going to go-kart tracks, and we're doing the same thing. And so everyone's prepping really, really hard. And so I think that we would have showed up and just – if anything, we all would have been a little bit faster to get going. I think that's the only difference.
And did you think you had anything for Austin there at the end?
At first, I kind of did in a way. And then, every corner, it's just a little bit here and there. And the next thing you know, you got 14 corners. And if it's a 10th in each corner, you guys can do the math there. That's a lot. So I was really happy to see that for a few corners at least that we hung with him. And then we were able to maintain second.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Brandon, I'm curious, did anything surprise you about today's race? And also, a lot of talk about sometimes not everything correlates from the simulator. So did what you learned in the simulator carry over, or was it not as helpful?
The biggest thing in the simulator is you're not scared, at all. And you go off the racetrack, you smash into the wall, you just hit reset, and you go again. Here you don't have that opportunity, so you're just more timid the whole time, I feel like. That's the difference between going there and here. But I think it is really close. I don't exactly know the lap time difference, how much that was, but grip wise was really similar, and all that. So I would say the biggest thing that surprised me today is how well our car held on. Sometimes I come to these road courses and start strong and really fade quick. And I feel like today we didn't really have a ton of fade. So that was really good to see there.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thanks. Brandon, are you planning to have a debrief with your Cup teammates at all? And what would you be telling them?
We haven't really planned on it. We obviously do it between our drivers in the Xfinity race afterwards, but we probably I don't know if they reach out to us, I guess we'll share some info, but I feel like that's the way it is with Cup guys. Xfinity guys have to ask them to get information. So I don't know. I assume it'd be the same way for us, you know. So I would say biggest thing is you need to make sure your exit speeds are really good. Make sure you slowly apply throttle to get grip. The guys that were somewhat beating us would drive in deep, but then they had no grip on exit where we would kind of power off there. So I thought that was our strong suit in the race, and I thought that's what kind of made us hang on there.
Thank you.
Brandon, I'm going to go to a question from the chat here. Can you talk about how you kind of prepared for this race leading up to it this week?
Yeah, going back to simulators, TRD obviously has one. I know pretty much every manufacturer has one as well. But we use that a bunch. We were probably 3-4 weeks in advance on that, you know, running laps, trying to get used to the racetrack. They threw that chicane in there, so we kind of, you know, a couple weeks didn't have that, and then we got that added in. So that was pretty good to be able to practice everything there. Use iRacing a little bit, but not much. Kind of more so working on passes there. That's kind of what that tool is really good for, not so much learning the racetrack. And then go-kart track locally, doing that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's at least, you know, weeks in advance doing that. And that was, you know, prep for Road America as well, everything that went into that. So that's kind of what I've been doing the last couple weeks.
Okay. Next up, we'll go to Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah, I was just wondering, as we look towards the playoffs, one, what do you feel you and your team need to work on? And then also, what track are you most excited to get to now that we know the schedule?
Yeah, I really want to start working on trying to get, you know, stage points again and trying to get to stage wins even. I think those are really big when you start getting to the playoffs. The first round, obviously, we got some wins, but I think even without some wins, it wasn't going to be, you know, a big deal to try to get to that one. But as we go down the line here and as we get, you know, smaller and smaller, it's really going to come down to, you know, winning these races and even some stage wins possibly, you know, carrying over to the next round. So all that stuff is going to be very big, and I think that's the area that we need to work the most on is maintaining track position all day and not sneaking in here, you know, on these restarts at the end to try to win them, which is still good. I just think that that's an area that we could improve on a little bit. I'm looking forward to the final round, you know, if we get there. That's Kansas and Phoenix. I've won both of those this year with really good race cars. So if we get there, they're gonna be ready for it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our final question from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Brandon, I want to go back to that next-to-last restart. Exactly why was it that so many drivers missed the corner on that restart? I know that the top three cars were on old tires, but did starting behind those cars result in a lot of other guys missing their braking points?
Yeah, I think once one guy drives in a little too deep, you know, the guy behind him thinks that, oh, okay, we can go in a little bit deeper, just judging off the car in front of you. And then, you know, the one car went in too deep, locks up, well, everyone's going to start locking up. And at that point, you really can't control what the car is going to do. If you get wheel hop, you get front lock up, you're kind of just along for the ride. I mean, there's a few ways to defend against it and try to improve it. But when you're that deep into the corner, it's really tough. So I think it's just a domino effect that you saw there at the end is, you know, a couple guys, you know, overshot the corner maybe, and then it applied to a lot of people.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon, thank you again. Congrats on the finish.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.